High quoted text. This one is one nut ball buster dash dash. Be ready to be hit with the exploding head emoji. This is serious shit. Maynard, Maynard, Michael Ray dash Foothill AIDS Project. To understand the language here, let us first take a quote from http://betrayaloftechamans, fuckeduphuman.net. You bitches dash dash move into the main line like the rest of us peasants dash or get out of line dash dash. Your rudeness and madness is conduct unbecoming a professional. Okay. From Betrayal of the Commons, published on Friday, December 19, 2008 by commondreams.org by Richard Theme. Quote, that delusion is shredded into tatters and blows away in the wind. This is a moment of clarity, in which like any recovering addict we can see that such a world was insane. Reality hurts, it is abrasive, but it restores sanity and inner order. The tide is rising and the waves are shooting spray. The restoration of trust is not what we need. We need to create trust in new structures appropriate for a global society. We need to come to them like weeds coming through the sidewalk from the ground up. We need to make our own word good and act as if the fractured bonds of civil society still exist. We need to bootstrap ourselves and learn again how it feels to have a handshake we can trust. Trust, but verify, the cold warrior said. And remember LBJ as well, trust is when you've got him by the balls. To trust those people and their words unless we have the cojones in our tight little fists is like Charlie Brown running to kick the football again. Let's not. Let us begin by affirming the vision we see when our heads are clear. There is only the sound of newspapers blowing down dark alleys in the twilight. The excesses of democracy for the moment sleep in the coffins, waiting for the night. Like a good patient vampire should. We are not doomed. The resiliency and strength that makes us human beings are alive in our blood. End quote. This statement was made in a fax directed to my last HIV/AIDS care doctor, Dr. Eric Tomomi Shijino, after he unjustly terminated my care from trying to bring forward the conditions working against me in community, that I was receiving unstoppable hate from within the community dash the same as in Denver, and a correspondence on Twitter. I had a need to have my HIV doctor review the tweet thread directed to CDC HIV director Dr. Jonathan Merman, at DMM and CDC, when indeed the clinic itself had an active Twitter account at Borrego Health in San Bernardino dash dash. My HIV doctor refused to involve himself. He did not respond with concern. He responded as though the conspiracy is the path and everything else is a secret. I have not had a real working HIV/AIDS treatment provider interface since that day. That was March 2019 dash dash. It is on this day, September 9, 2020, that the bindings are finally becoming unwound and tattered, torn dash dash. Get the fuck out. Go fucking home dash dash. Get out of the line. Or get in line by taking your head out of your ass dash dash. Said here one final time dash dash. To be a decent person. There happens to be displayed a link to take an IQ test to dash dash https://bald.com/how-to-get-your-head-out-of-your-ass and be a decent person. Tough love by Nicole Weaver. Sometimes we give people the wrong impression of ourselves without even knowing it. You might consider yourself to be friendly and outgoing, but you could actually be coming across as a douchebag. So how do you change others' perceptions of you? Well, get your head out of your ass and just be nice. It's easy to do. End of article dash dash. My words go to explode your head dash now 911 urgent dash dash. The walls are closing in on you. Quick dash dash. Get the man if you must. That man dash dash. The CDC HIV director dash dash. Dr. Jonathan Harry Merman dash dash. ASAPC. For sure. http://CDC. fuckeduphuman.net. Now the man of today conflicted dash dash. So more conspiracy. https://kino.com/council/1932236510- Mr. Dash Bruce Dash Dava Dash Cooker Dash Senior Slash NPI 1932236510 Mr. Bruce David Cook Senior, Counselor in Rialto, California. Home All Providers Counselors California Rialto. Mr. Bruce David Cook Senior Dash NPI 1932236510 Mr. Bruce David Cook Sr. is a based out of Rialto, California, and his medical specialization is social worker-clinical. He practices in Rialto, California, and has the professional credentials of LCSW. The NPI number for Mr. Bruce David Cook Sr. is 1932236510 and he holds a license No. LCS23495, California. His current practice location address is 850 Foothill Boulevard A, Rialto, California, and he can be reached out via phone at 909-421-9300 and via fax at 909-421-9411. You can also correspond with Mr. Bruce David Cook Sr. through mail at his mailing address at 850 Foot Hill Boulevard, Rialto, California 92376-5230, mailing address contact number 909-421-9300. Provider profile, therapist name Mr. Bruce David Cook Sr. Credential LCSW provider entity type individual gender male address 850 Foot Hill Boulevard, Rialto, California, 92376-5230 phone number 909-421-9300 fax number 909-421-9411 NPI number details NPI number 1,932,236,510 provider enumeration date 02/28/2007 last update date 04/05/2011 Medicare participation status Mr. Bruce David Cook Sr. participate in Medicare program. Accept Medicare assignment. Yes-the provider accepts the Medicare-approved amount. You will not be billed for any more than the Medicare deductible and coinsurance. ECOS PAC ID 5,799,831,939 PCOS Enrollment ID I 20,090,914,319 Group Affiliations, Organization Name Group PCOS PAC ID Members Foothill Psychological Services, Inc. 9,436,157,534 41 Providers Legacy Identifiers, there are multiple Medicare-related identifications for Medicare providers. Medicare UPIN has been replaced by NPI and is no longer used. A PTAN is a Medicare-only number issued to providers by MACs upon enrollment to Medicare. It is also sometimes called Medicare ID or Medicare PIN. An individual provider can have more than one PTAN number but only one NPI number, while hospitals and organizations may have more than one NPI. Identifier, identifier type, identifier state, identifier issuer, provider business mailing address details, address 850 Foot Hill Boulevard, City Rialto State, California, zip 92376-5230, phone number 909-421-9300, fax number 909-421-9411, providers primary taxonomy details, type behavioral health and social service providers, specialty social worker, clinical taxonomy 1041C0700X License No. LCS 23495 California, Definition, a social worker who holds a master's or doctoral degree in social work from an accredited school of social work in addition to at least 2 years of post-master's supervised experience in a clinical setting. The social worker must be licensed, certified, or registered at the clinical level in the jurisdiction of practice. A clinical social worker provides direct services, including interventions focused on interpersonal interactions, intrapsychic dynamics, and life management issues. Clinical social work services are based on bio-psychosocial perspectives. Services consist of assessment, diagnosis, treatment, including psychotherapy and counseling, client-centered advocacy, consultation, evaluation, and prevention of mental illness, emotional, or behavioral disturbances. Secondary taxonomy details, other speciality counselor - addiction, substance use disorder, other taxonomy 101YA0400X, other type behavioral health and social service providers, other license no. LCS 23495 California, definition to come. Other speciality counselor - mental health, other taxonomy 101YMO800X, other type behavioral health and social service providers, other license no. LCS 23495 California, definition to come. Other speciality counselor - pastoral, other taxonomy 101YP1600X, other type behavioral health and social service providers, other license no. LCS 23495 California, definition to come. Other speciality social worker - school, other taxonomy 1041SO200X, other type behavioral health and social service providers, other license no. LCS 23495 California, definition to come. Post comments / review below 2 comments npino.com discuss privacy policy Mactapond recommend tweet share sort by newest avatar join the discussion avatar Mactapond 26 minutes ago dear Bruce David Cook Sr. Location, County of San Bernardino Department of Behavioral Health, an obvious county government holding - the relationship and its responsibilities to uphold the law between you there and this citizen here, James Martin Driscoll, just confirming that we had a voice call conversation earlier today. At this time, I have no needs to disclose the topics discussed in that call - except that you're under a legal obligation here, sir, a fiduciary responsibility and what has happened that made me engage in a call earlier to you, which was transferred into your handing the call. was to complain about the Facebook interface that moments earlier blocked my communications and access to that social media interface illegally, and more importantly, I demand it be restored so that I can continue to express the needs I have with the county involvements to include San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office and the Public Affairs Director, Mike I. Social Cop Byers. I do believe that it was only coincidence that Mike Byers called me about an hour or so later but something progressive has been understood and being handled. Expected task for that to be the proper interface and exchange for the San Bernardino Police Department, which has also been compromised to be violating my First Amendment rights. It is a no sir you can't block social media sir, you do not have the legal justification to block my actions unless sir I was making violent intention statements called fighting words, for which there are none here with you, none here with your admin slash moderator with Facebook, or anyone else for that matter. Mr. Bruce David Cook, most of the statements I have needed to use digital media to share with you has been done on Facebook in Facebook Messenger. It looks like you have no access to your page for a couple of years. I need you to access the truth record started there. Thank you, sir. Note recent YouTube video updates, video 1, being myself is not more than enough I want to die. No help from any source I reach to. 63 views, premiered August 22, 2020 https://.youtube.com/watch. V=G9RJSB-LYC8I highly suggest that you open the live chat display sort by live post order. The video thumbnail here sir is true, Mike A. Byers aka iSocial Cop, video 2, this video might be disturbing to watch by some viewers be sure to open the descriptive portion of this video these matters are very much needed energy and focus, and apply common reasoning this matter is no longer able to go unchallenged and unanswered sir I demand you take yourself and your possible named involvements here unblock the social media access on Facebook, and issue an oops, sorry and move into an honorable position of holding and having an honest conversation in these regards, urgently quickly no delays outside of reasonable considerations will be tolerated in view that these are being transferred to the San Bernardino Police Department, I am very serious. I have done nothing wrong here in this discuss tool on NPINO content moderator take the notes with you do not interfere with these posting linking relationships thank you. You and everyone must move into the most professional human ever to show their integrity in all that has been placed to the record by my hands as I represent IT I am here to represent the truth, the whole truth. And nothing but the truth, I swear and affirm to God and that we must have the honesty to hold discussions forward, no one has to burn into a jail for something started decades ago. Personal responsibility for the conditions in place in our society is somewhat taken into perspectives we can only proceed to fix this when we can have honesty priorities, have a good day. Hashtag failure here is not an option. Hashtag gangstalking hashtag huge fail gua guilty San Bernardino Police Department Lieutenant. Nelson Carrington fail 37 views, August 29, 2020 https://.youtube.com/watch. V=I7UG5ZPOY Avatar Mactapond Mactapond, 25 minutes ago Quick Guide Social Media for Public Officials 101A First Amendment Guide for Public Officials Using Social Media January 15, 2020 https://nightcolumbia.org/content/social-media-4-public-officials-101 Powered by Discuss Ad Discuss to your site Do not sell my data, this article will have highlights added upon the closing of this audio narrative media. In final regards. Before the closing, we take the latest statements made into onto the Google File Media Share chat area, the file share is directed to the family of Rick Austin McMinn, the City of Azusa, Community Improvement Division, Code Enforcement Department Director, a high marks man, I also had some great stride forward with a voice call with this man to today. From, itgrewup.net date, Monday, September 7, 2020 at 12:06 p.m. Subject, re, welcome to SoundCloud to, Rick McMinn - Government Code Enforcement then some music meanings messages and moral directions to make into your way so you won't be challenged but will here to follow me as I am a peace builder slash maker not keeper. A huge difference - I hold an informational theory of active internet domain technologies as a trust building and binding, truth affirming, and like it or not - and I'm here for you, but are you really as you refers to me? Commit to the hashtag here for you know. Not off the cuff or off the chin are anything but for as united row win. Denounce and unlink all ties to a hate paradigm that you are following time and time again is so obvious and so visible please people trust me you're doing it wrong. It's as simple as writing a statement of commitment do not condone or enable hate in your organization. No such acts will be ignored and offenders truly there will be. It is time for something new. Absolutely cannot defend the silence for Mark Twain once wrote quote the truth hurts but silence kills end quote. So true so blue. Search Counselors Custom Search Counselor Location on Map More Counselors in Rialto, CA Mr. Jerry Wayne Lopez Counselor Mental Health NPI Number 1,023,155,694 Address 850 Foothill Boulevard, Rialto, CA 92,376-5,230 Phone 909-421-9370 Fax 909-421-9392 Anna Blum Counselor Addiction, Substance Use Disorder NPI Number 1,023,293,271 Address 850 Foothill Boulevard, 124-D, Rialto, CA, 92,376 Phone, 909-421-9475 Fax, Heidi K. Page Counselor NPI Number, 1,023,441,011 Address, 850 Foothill Boulevard. Rialto, CA, 92,376-5,230 Phone, 909-421-4,601 Fax, 909-421-9,466 Lame Shamonique George Counselor NPI Number, 1,033,604,699 Address, 850 Foothill Boulevard, Rialto, CA, 92,376 Phone, 909-421-9495 Fax, Ms. Kindy Sue Allen Counselor Addiction, Substance Use Disorder NPI Number, 1,053,520,668 Address, 850 Foothill Boulevard, Rialto, CA, 92,376-5,230 Phone, 909-421-9495 Fax, 909-421-9494 Counselors Who is a counselor? A counselor is a health service provider who is trained and educated in the performance of behavior health services through interpersonal communications and analysis. Training and education at the specialty level usually requires a master's degree and clinical experience and supervision for licensure or certification. Types of counselors apart from the general practice counselors, there are counselors which cater to specific category. These categories are addiction, substance use disorder, mental health, pastoral, professional, and school. What is a NPI number? The National Provider Identifier (NPI) is a unique identification number for covered healthcare providers. The NPI is a 10-position, intelligencer-free numeric identifier, 10-digit number. This means that the numbers do not carry other information about healthcare providers, such as the state in which they live or their medical specialty. The NPI must be used in lieu of legacy provider identifiers in the HIPAA standards transactions. Covered healthcare providers and all health plans and healthcare clearinghouses must use the NPIs in the administrative and financial transactions adopted under HIPAA, Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act. Where NPI should be used? The NPI must be used in place of legacy provider identifiers, such as a unique provider identification number, UPIN, online survey certification and reporting, OSCAR, and National Supply Clearinghouse, NSC, in HIPAA standard transactions. There are two categories of healthcare providers for NPI enumeration purposes. Entity type 1 providers are individual providers who render healthcare, e.g., physicians, dentists, nurses. Sole proprietors and sole proprietorships are entity type 1, individual, providers. Organization healthcare providers, e.g., hospitals, home health agencies, ambulance companies, are considered entity type 2 organization providers who must obtain NPI. All healthcare providers who are HIPAA-ish covered entities, whether they are individuals, e.g., physicians, nurses, dentists, chiropractors, physical therapists, or pharmacists, or organizations, e.g., hospitals, home health agencies, clinics, nursing homes, residential treatment centers, laboratories, ambulance companies, group practices, health maintenance organizations, HMOs, suppliers of durable medical equipment, pharmacies, must obtain an NPI. The NPI will be used by HIPAA-ish covered entities, e.g., health plans, healthcare clearinghouses, and certain healthcare providers to identify healthcare providers in HIPAA standard transactions. A covered healthcare provider, under HIPAA, is any healthcare provider who transmits health information in electronic form in connection with a transaction for which the Secretary of Health and Human Services has adopted a standard, even if the healthcare provider uses a business associate to do so. quick guide social media for public officials 101A First Amendment guide for public officials using social media January 15, 2020 Government officials are increasingly using social media to share information with the public and to allow members of the public to communicate with them about matters relating to the government. In a recent case, the Supreme Court described social media platforms as the modern public square, noting that these platforms afford users the opportunity to petition their elected representatives and otherwise engage with them in a direct manner. Government officials who use social media accounts to carry out their official duties are engaged in state action, and are therefore bound by the First Amendment. 1. If you want your social media account to remain personal, don't use it for official purposes. Public officials don't surrender their First Amendment rights by entering public service. If you'd like to, you can maintain a personal social media account and use it to discuss your family, your golf game, or your thoughts as a citizen about world affairs. And like any other user of social media, you can block followers from a personal account for any reason you want to. If you use your social media account for official purposes, though, the First Amendment restricts you from doing some of the things you could do with a purely personal account. Our advice, if you don't want to be bound by the First Amendment, don't use your social media account as an extension of your office. Don't use it to make announcements about your official responsibilities or actions. Don't use it to solicit the public's views about what legislation you should introduce or support, or whom you should appoint to an official government post, or whether you should vote to impeach the president. Don't use it to carry out your duties, to call official meetings, for example, or to issue orders that you have the authority to issue only because of your government position. 2. Don't block users or delete comments just because they criticize you. If you use your account as an extension of your office, the First Amendment prohibits you from blocking people from the account, or suppressing or deleting the comments, or otherwise penalizing them, because of their viewpoints. Multiple courts have held that social media accounts used for official purposes are public forums within the meaning of the First Amendment. A public forum is established when the government invites members of the public to speak in a space that the government owns or controls. Courts have held that the interactive features of social media accounts used for official purposes make those accounts public forums for First Amendment purposes because they enable members of the public to speak by, for example, replying to tweets or posting comments. While there are different kinds of forums, including public forums in which all topics and speakers are allowed, and limited public forums, in which the government restricts which speakers can participate or which topics can be addressed, one rule that applies to all First Amendment forums is that the government may not stop people from speaking in them on the basis of their viewpoints. The rule against viewpoint discrimination ensures that people aren't excluded from public discourse simply because their views are controversial or disagreeable to others. It also helps ensure that government officials don't insulate themselves from the opinions of the people whom they are supposed to represent. 3. Have a social media policy, make it public, and follow it. If you use your social media account for official purposes, you should adopt policies for the account and post those policies publicly. Posting your policies publicly will let your followers, and others, know how you intend to use the account, and how you hope others will use the forum established by the account. Your policies should explain the general purposes you hope the account will serve, any limitations on what users may post in the comment threads, and how you will address violations of those limitations. Make your policies as clear as possible. Be especially careful with the words you use to describe any limitations on what users may post in the comment threads. Policies that use words or phrases susceptible to multiple interpretations don't give users sufficient notice of what speech is allowed and what speech is disallowed, and those policies will be vulnerable to constitutional challenge. 5. If you moderate speech on your account, don't forget due process. If you restrict the kind of content that can be posted by others in the comment threads associated with your account, you should make clear in your publicly posted social media policy that you will notify users if you determine they have violated your policies. When you provide notice, the notice should specify the provision of your policy you believe the user has violated, include a copy of the content you believe violated the policy, if it isn't readily apparent, explain why the content violated the provisions you've cited, explain what measures you've taken, or will take, in response to the violation, and explain how the user can challenge your decision. The consequence for violating the terms of your social media use policy should be tailored to the violation, taking into account whether the user can correct the issue, and whether the user has violated the same policy in the past. You should block users only as a last resort, because blocking prevents the blocked users from speaking at all in the forum. You should consider whether less severe restrictions, like muting users or hiding replies, both of which are possible on Twitter, would achieve what you want to accomplish. We recommend that, if you block people from your account for violation of your policies, you block them for only brief periods. You should block people for longer periods only if they violate your policies repeatedly. Goodbye, Mr. Enough is enough. No more tears. GRUWUP net 5:52 a.m. yesterday. Damn, deliver me from the scam. https://.youtube.com/watch/v=d9rjsb-lycagruwp.net942am Yesterday such an insult just passes by me on Twitter. Source-Department of Behavior Health-County of San Bernardino-entanglements of conspiracy. When I got back into town to my family home in July 2017, the haters in Denver, Colorado at the lead Ryan Wycherak-funded social services agency HIV/AIDS services at the Denver, Colorado AIDS Project/my case manager Angela Elizabeth PD and the one and only identified puppeteer Jamie Villalobos. Involved in the hate conspiracy and uncontrollable hashtag gangstalking set up against Emmy, mercy-mercy-mercy-stop-the-hate-already. https://twitter.com/groups/status/1,303,322,209,209,768,321-what-I-write-here-there-and-everywhere is not a spin, not a fake dash dash, not a fraud, not made in retaliate hate. What is placed into this record everywhere across all social media platforms and onto my personally owned and maintained data truth record I hold is the truth. The whole truth, and nothing but the truth, dash and no one of authority of community leadership and slash or medical provider care interfaces to my life to bring these truths dash dash the record is self dash evident dash dash and you all will fail me dash dash I must have to really commit suicide, because every effort to reach out into civil society offers no remedy dash I have tried it every way, no one dash dash no one will stand up for me, and stand up for honesty dash dash and stand up for defending and terminating this hate, you all are fucked up human bullshit if someone is reading this and not give me. Our immediate response, dash you are internal of this knowing conspiracy, James Martin Driscoll 3260 Grande Vista San Bernardino CA 92405-909-763-8481, all calls on this device are recorded, where are my strong counsels? Enough is enough, and there no one better than you to come forward, to leave it up to someone else dash dash there is no one, it is you reading his, but you will fail 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 and I die. GRUWUPnet 6:36 PM Yesterday this is a most unexpected development dash dash a huge leap forward dash dash time to unlearn what you though was true and learn reality based UNYIELDED from the stock barrel shutters of silence everlasting dash dash the silence is not so silent anymore. It definitely has been disturbed and definitely has some wounds to heal from https://pino.com/council/1932,236,510-mr-brucer-dava-cooker-senior/ For those who do not have the knowing, NPI is the National Health Providers Identification Registry. The site here references has an added embedded commenting toolkit for the entire public to be able to put into view. Dash the tool is called at discuss, pronounced discuss, dash at this point, dash dash the meme. The shit has hit the fan. Applies, do you want to get your face, body, and everything you hold shitty dash dash time to hashtag dosamething hashtag right for our change hashtag time soup hashtag stop the hate hashtag stop gangstalking hashtag herefore you know dash dash I mean it dash dash time for this to close, the game is over, knock your kings on all of these playfields over, a big deserving scream to the loudest possible DB sound ever heard on planet Earth and beyond, motherfuckers dash dash the game is over dash dash you have no more moves left to calculate, dash it is C-H-E-C-K-M-A-T-E. 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 Everywhere.